U.S. Army Vietnam-era veteran Val Cude is on the journey to celebration. She says paddling is inspirational and that the number of paddlers seem to grow more and more each time.
Where the people, Tlingit Haida Simsion, are going back to the canoe, you know, and it's inspirational. It's a healing for some of us, you know, especially the veterans. It's wonderful. It's the culture, the songs, the stories, the people, the humor.
This is Cude's second time paddling to Celebration. She says the trip to Celebration helps her reconnect with her culture and get to know people and places in Southeast Alaska, and that the canoe journeys have allowed her to meet all kinds of people from all over the world.
I met quite a few people, you know, related and not related, but that's okay. You know, it's really nice to make that connection. And I get inspired because there's the Tlingit and Haida Simsion stories, the songs, just the camaraderie.
One of the people she met on this year's voyage is her actual nephew from Wrangell, Jerry Knapp.
It turns out, after I asked him what his name was, we were related through my grandfather in Wrangell.
We're close to the end of the trip, about a day's paddle to Juneau, but today everyone is taking the whole day to rest. Some of the paddlers choose to explore the surrounding areas and get up close to the icebergs, but Knapp decided to stay at the base camp on a nearby island near the warmth of a bonfire. That's where he's reflecting on meeting Cude for the first time.
Just calling her auntie, and then, because I call all the old ladies auntie, and then found out later on she was my auntie.
He says the trip has been great for rediscovering these types of family ties. He says he didn't really get interested in his culture until he was about 40 years old, and this is his first time paddling the Celebration, but he thinks the biennial journey to Celebration will be a good tradition for him to keep going. He says that because the trip has helped him heal on a spiritual level.
That's what I was striving for on this trip. It was something that my soul, I think, was yearning for. And so, in the beginning, before it started, I was just chomping at the bit to get out of Wrangell, to get on that canoe and go on this trip, and I'm sure happy that I did.
Alicia Marvin is another paddler who reconnected with a relative on the trip, but this time through a relative who is no longer living. She is from Anchorage, but her family originates from Southeast Alaska. Marvin says being on this trip reminds her of her father, George, who died about a year and a half ago. Marvin says she's undertaking the voyage to Celebration to remember her father.
He was a veteran. It's just super sweet because some of, they're not my blood family, but they're people that we consider our family.
Marvin's talking about the cooks on the support boat here. They're brothers named Brian and Alan Diasis. They knew Marvin's dad.
All throughout my dad's life, he would say, oh, they're just like my sons. And they would say the same thing. And I didn't know that they were going to be on this journey. And so that was super sweet. Has been really nice just to have them be here. So it's good.
Brian Diasis is visiting Southeast from Tucson, Arizona. He moved away from Alaska when he was 12 and didn't return for 45 years. Diasis says that in Tlingit tradition, uncles raise their nephews. So he lived with Marvin's dad for a year and a half. In that sense, he says Marvin's dad was just like a dad to him.
I cried when I met her today. I had no idea we were stopping and and you remember, I haven't been back to Alaska for a long time. And my sister is like, that's George's daughter right there. I said, what? George Marvin. I said, no way.
This is the second time he served as a cook on the canoe expedition to Celebration. He says the first time was in honor of his father and his other brother who was sick.
This time, I came for myself. Yeah, I'm serious. This time I came for myself because I took care of my father in his last 9 years of life, you know, because he was in his mid-80s and he was older, and that's in our tradition, that is what we do. We take care of our elders, our parents.
He says everyone here on this journey treats everyone else like family, even though most of them had only just met. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.